permission is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Work presents a treat that's all trick. A nightmare that never ends.
Help me!
He came back to finish what they'll never forget. How do you kill what's not alive? Donald Pleasance. Jamie Lee Curtis, the broadcast debut of Halloween 2. The night he came home. A debut network special presentation coming up next.
I am a skeleton. These are my bones.
These are my bones.
I rattle and chatter and crack all alone.
I crack all alone. So let me do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you.
Nothing holds me together. Nothing holds me back.
Nothing's holding me back. So let me do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you.
I had blood and organs somewhere,
but I threw them all away. Yeah, I threw them all away.
Nails and hair and eyeballs around here,
but I threw them all away. Yeah, I threw them all away
to show you. These bones, I am a skeleton. Can't you see these bones?
Can't you see these bones?
This is all I have left.
This is the best I've got. So let me do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you.
I had blood and organs somewhere,
but I threw them all away. Yeah, I threw them all away.
Nails and hair and eyeballs around here,
but I threw them all away. Yeah, I threw them all away
to show you.
These bones, these bones do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you. Let me do a dance for you.
skeleton. These are my bones.
Yeah. It's a little cliche, but what can I say? It's Halloween here on Indie Morning Wednesday. Good morning. My name is Jeff, the Spooky Nerd. And yeah, thanks for coming along. It's a little bit after 8 a.m. I'm coming at you live on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. And yeah, we're midway through October. It is currently October 16th, which means this is week 3 of Indie Wake Up Halloween Spooktacular Specials. And boy, howdy, we got another great show. 2 hours of spooky rock and haunted pop and monstrous schlock. Nothing but the best right here on Indie Wake Up. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and we've got a lot going on today. First and foremost, we're running a contest. That's right, we have passes. Free passes for Fort Fright at historic Fort Henry location. So, you know what? Yeah, just going to open the lines. Just give me a call, 613-533-CFRC. Once I'm not talking, obviously, I'll take your information. And the only shtick is you got to tell me what your favorite, what are you going as for Halloween? Call me up. Like I said, 613-533-CFRC. That's 533-2372. And let me know what you're going to be for Halloween. I still have to decide what I'm going to be. So I need all the ideas I can get. You let me know, and I will give you 2 free passes to Fort Fright. Not too shabby. We're going to be doing that all morning long. What a great way to continue along the spooky season. Also on the show, because it's freaking cold outside. Cold as a devil's, I don't know, schwanz. Because it's freezing outside, we're going to talk about amazing winter-ish comfort food from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. We're now into soup season, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that later on. We're also going to be talking about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario this weekend. I know that it's reading week here on Queen's University campus, so it's a little quiet, but not really. And it's homecoming weekend coming up, so we're going to talk about all the stuff going on with homecoming, what's going on with the station that rocks the nation, and all sorts of great stuff. Oh, yes, and nerd stuff after the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk about movie news, TV junk, video game nonsense, all the stuff that you should be you shouldn't be doing. You should be carving pumpkins and enjoying the foliage instead. My name's Jeff the Nerd. And yeah, you got me here till 10 a.m. Like I said, it's week 3 of the Halloween Spooktacular. So we're going to keep things well, well, well. Look who decided to show up.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Simone Lamone.
I made it.
I was getting worried there.
Were you? I was a little bit worried myself.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I was just letting the listeners know that we've got the phone lines open all morning long. 613-533-CFRC.
Okay, we got some gifts for you.
Yeah, let us know what you're going to be for Halloween. And we'll give you 2 free passes to the Fort Fright.
Okay, for you and a friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, keep your eye on the prize. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone Lamone.
Thanks for coming in, Simone. And we're going to kick things off with the White Stripes, and this is Little Ghost right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Little ghost, sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition, scare me up a little bit of love. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Haunted by mildew stains and soap scum, terminate them with Tilex Instant Mildew Stain Remover. Spray Tilex on mildew stains and they vanish with no scrubbing. Spray Tilex on soap scum, then wipe it out of existence. Terminate mildew stains and soap scum with Tilex.
kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love. I and my Annabelle Lee. With the love that the winged angels fly, coveted her and me.
Saturday night, April 21st. We'll be right back.
my heart, a deep and dark and lonely part, wants her and waits for after dark, after dark, after dark.
Right there.
Hey.
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 How you doing, Simone Limone?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone Limone.
And this is CFRC, the spookiest place to be. Mm. 101.9, and we're feeling fine.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. It's live. It's October 16th. I forgot we've got many pictures of Steve Buscemi pulled up on the computer.
Okay. Oh, I see him.
I think that's going to be my Halloween costume
this year.
Think that's
going to be you?
Where the scene in 30 Rock where he walks into the high school disguised, quote unquote, as a teenager.
Yeah.
He's just got that t-shirt that says music band. Mm-hmm. Hello, fellow youth.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's great. It's classic
great?
Stuff.
It's classic.
See, like when I'm looking at people trying to decide right now what they want to do for Halloween, a lot of people try to incorporate what they already look like. Mm-hmm. You know, me, I wear big goofy glasses, so masks are kind of out. Like it's not really fun trying to wear a mask with glasses.
That's right. Do you ever do contact lenses?
Nah.
No?
Can't touch my eyeballs? It's weird.
It's not that bad.
What?
I wear them all the time
You got
now.
Contacts on right now?
I do.
You touch your eyeball.
Oh, no, you back off. Yeah.
But I figured, you know, I kind of look like Steve Buscemi. So that could kind of work.
Try it.
I'll give it a whirl.
You give it a whirl.
It's an easy costume. You know, the problem is that people might just think I'm like, that's how I dress normally, I guess. Yeah. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, I don't do Halloween.
You don't do Halloween?
No, I don't really do Halloween.
We're
but
figuring
something out. It doesn't mean I don't like costumes
we'll
and dressing
little,
up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of
so
course.
That'll come.
You've got that Wonder Woman costume.
I do, but I feel like I need to like branch out now. Like
fair.
I've done Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I've had a good time with it. I was thinking maybe Barbie.
Barbie would be good.
Because I want, when I put this costume on,
yeah,
you know, maybe for the Christmas parade.
Oh, of course.
I want it to be like you look at it right away and you know what it is.
Totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it has to be something iconic. Like the Wonder Woman costume is iconic. Barbie, iconic. I was thinking maybe what about Cinderella with the big giant dress?
Oh, yeah.
You know, something like that.
Wearing it during the Santa Claus parade, it'll be warm.
Yeah.
Very warm.
Yeah.
All those petticoats.
Yeah.
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 That's a great
like
idea.
That. Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, the Steve Buscemi costume I'm thinking about, it's not very iconic.
It's not.
Like,
but
you
maybe
have to know it.
It would be like, if you know, you know.
I guess.
It would be one of those things.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then otherwise, I would just look like a weird guy in a hoodie.
Okay, do you have, like, a number two? B, you've got, this is A. Do you have B or C ideas?
I don't have ideas yet, but that's why, Simone Limone.
Yes.
That's why the phone lines are open today. Because here on Indie Morning Wednesday, we're giving away free passes to Fort Fright.
Yes, I guess if you like to be afraid,
yeah, absolutely,
this would be for you.
Give us a call and tell us what you're going to be for Halloween, because I need ideas. So you give me an idea and I'll give you two free passes to Fort Fright.
Ooh, okay.
So give us a call at 613-533-CFRC.
There you go.
That's 613-533-2372. And let me know where you're going to be.
Figure something out for Jeff the Movie Nerd.
Please. I need all the help I can get. My best idea is a hoodie and a ball cap. It's
or
not good.
Or if you have some ideas for me for the Santa Claus parade.
True.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You could do that too.
Phone lines are open, people.
All right.
Other than that, this time of morning, we like to talk about what's going on in our lives. Anything new and exciting with you, Simone?
No, just was a wonderful Thanksgiving. Got to see my nieces and nephew, and it was a good time.
Yeah, they're doing well.
They're doing really well.
Excellent. They're still calling you the Moan?
They still call me the Moan.
Good.
Well, not the. They don't add the. They just say Moan.
Okay, it needs to be official,
just
though.
Just Moan. Yeah.
Or like a title. You need to be Lady Moan or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, Anti-Moan.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
Well, we are on Queen's campus, so it's a little quieter because it is reading week. All the undergrads have flown the coop.
Yeah.
I assume they're reading diligently.
Yeah, doing their studies and, you know, making sure they do their, like, cue cards and everything.
Oh,
and study notes and, you know,
absolutely.
Looking up the tutorials. Everything.
Totally.
Everything.
That's what they're doing right now. But it's not dead on campus. I mean, like, the grad students are all still around. They're working on their research. Homecoming is this weekend. There's a lot going on for homecoming. I know CFRC is doing, I think, an open house on Friday. Mm-hmm. I got to look that up and double check. But But if you're an alumni or a CFRC alumni, you know, look it up. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Queens Gaels are going to be facing off against, I think, Waterloo, or as I like to call them, Waterpoo, because they suck.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going down, bro. sorry, I'm getting a little swollen here.
Oh, you just...
But there's a lot happening.
Are you juicing?
Yeah, exactly. More on that next break. We're talking about I brought for breakfast.
Yes, so we'll talk juicing. About that. I'm excited for that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then yeah, I'm also just loving the Halloween spooky season this last weekend.
I know you do. You love this.
I had a cold, so I had to skip Thanksgiving to keep the rest of my fam jam healthy.
How'd you keep yourself alive? For the weekend.
Bundled.
Okay, you just wrapped yourself up.
Lozenges.
Okay.
Candy, very important when you're sick.
I
don't know why.
Okay, yeah, your candy.
And a nonstop stream of horror movies, which is why we're listening to John Carpenter music underneath all of our... Oh, that's not supposed to be playing. There we go. That's why we're listening to John Carpenter music underneath our talking right now, because a lot of people don't realize that he did a lot of music for his own horror movies. Mm. And I think Stranger Things...
The same idea?
I think they kind of like, you know, homage or store, whatever you want to see.
Right.
But this is from the movie Christine, which I'm sure you've seen many times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
About the teenage boy Cunningham who buys a classic car. But guess what?
What?
The car is alive! And falls in love with the boy and starts killing people that are mean to it.
Your hand is all like bent. Like,
oh my
goodness. Like you've got arthritis there. So
John Carpenter was such an unrated director. Like
underrated.
Underrated. Like when his movies were all in his heyday in the 70s and 80s, his movies were mostly flops other than like Halloween, the classic.
Mm-hmm.
Something like Christine came out and a lot of people thought it was very silly because it's about a classic car that comes to life and, you know, people try to smash it up. The bullies try to break it with sledgehammers and then it builds itself back up. But he's such a good filmmaker that he just makes it work so well. I mean, it's so creepy.
Does that car eat anyone?
It doesn't eat anyone. It does a lot of crushing. There's this great scene.
It runs people over?
Yeah. There's this great scene where it runs through a gas station and the whole car's on fire and it's like chasing a guy down the street. Or there's one scene where one of the bullies, he's running away from the car and he's in an alleyway, but the alleyway's too short for the car to go in, but the car's like, screw it.
Yeah.
And it just like crushes itself into this alleyway and slowly crushes the guy. It's great.
Ooh.
And then and the scene where it shows its owner, Cunningham, that it can build itself back, put itself back together is like remarkable. It's really good.
Yeah.
He just goes, show me. And the music goes, and the headlights go on. It's really good
stuff. Yes, I can see you really appreciate this. Your eyes are big and wide and wild.
I'm getting palpitations, getting excited here. Watch Christine, everyone. It's really good.
Okay.
We better get back to the music. Give us a call at 613-533-CFRC. Get them free passes.
Yeah.
Let me know where you're going to be for Halloween. The last set we just heard from Tito and Tarantula with After Dark. Have you seen From Dusk Till Dawn? No, more on that later. I'm not gonna nerd out. We also had...
You're free to nerd out. This is your show.
We have timing, though. We have to keep things on schedule.
Okay.
We also heard Sarah Jaros with Annabelle Lee. That's based on an Edgar Allan Poe poem. Also, SSQ with Tonight We'll Make Love Until We Die from the Return of the Living Dead. Wow,
that's a lot of lovemaking.
It's a lot of lovemaking, I guess, if you're good at it. And then we open it up with the White Stripes and Little Ghosts from the Paranorman soundtrack. I'm giving you guys solid gold here. We're going to keep things going with Cortex and the Freaks right here with me, the nerd.
And Simone the Mo.
Thanks for coming in, Simone.
You're welcome.
I'm awake and standing on a frozen floor. I cannot speak and no one can see me no more. My mirror fades and spiders creep across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep and standing on a kitchen floor, I'm in distress and captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, but I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps in your brain. When I'm awake I'm standing on a frozen floor. I cannot speak, and no one can see me no more. My mirror fades, and spiders creeps across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep, and standing on a kitchen floor, I'm in distress, and captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, and I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps in your brain. Standing on the frozen floor, I cannot speak. No one can see me no more. My mirror fades, and spiders creep across the door. And nothing really means anything no more. When I'm asleep, I'm standing on the kitchen floor. I'm in distress, and I'm captured by the creature's roar. A dinosaur is riding in my elevator, but I'm too dead to care about it anymore. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps who lives in vain. We are the freaks who walks among you. We are the creeps in your brain.
I give you the jury of the damned. Benedict Arnold, Lizzie Borden, Richard Nixon.
But I'm not dead yet. In fact, I just wrote an article for Redbook.
Hey, listen, I did a favor for you.
Yes, master.
John Wilkes Booth, Blackbeard the Pirate, John Dillinger, and the starting line of the 1976 Philadelphia Flyers.
to meet you. Satan's my name. I can make you sin. I can make you feel pain. I can twist. I can make you seduce me. Wanna do the what to see. You can call me Lucy. Satan's a woman. Yeah, I'm a woman. Satan's a woman. Oh yeah, I'm the evil one. I don't need your soul to sell. Don't sacrifice virgins for your
in ghosts, Buck?
Witchcraft. Like magic sorcery. To me, it's nothing but fairy tale mumbo jumbo.
Killed the vibe cause half the people say they won't play games with the grizzly, the macabre, and the occult. These are the opinions of some literal adults. I carved a hole inside a pumpkin and I stuffed it on my head again, like a vegan version of DiCaprio in Revenant. I swear to God I never quit. There's too much candy left to get, too many trick or treats to sneak, too many shiny treasure chests. One shooting magic and rifle shooting plasma. I dressed up like the front end of a giant talking phasmid. I had to get a friend of mine to come and play the backing. And if anybody asks, you can act like it never happened. The sun is going down, I'm on a lonely street I don't know. Hyperventilating through a tiny pair of nose holes, stuffing medicine into my mandible from old crows, hoping if I die my house is haunted by my own ghost.
Well, I'm not gonna haunt anybody. This would certainly be the house I do it in.
Hey, is he right?
It's a kind of cosmic glue holding the nucleus together.
You know what it is, huh? For real, don't sleep. Don't sleep.
Once the door is locked, there's no way out.
Hey, you hear something?
Look, I'm Peter Venkman, ghostbusting, but the weed is stinking. Caught the ghost of the Queen of England overseas in Kingland. Now I'm on four walls beside her. For the green, I've been in and out of more walls than Slimer. Taken from Granny, escaping with Zannies. It was me putting raisins and candy for Nathan to families. The wicked non-sane who let the bomb strain. The horsemen who get head on like Ichabod Crane. I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in toast. Pull a trigger at micro speed so I can see a ghost. My lyrics and spirits makes actress crazy. I'm shaping up more wet pot than Patrick Swayze. You look and kill if looks can kill. I'm 6'4", yet dressed up like Bushwick Bill. Trick or treat, I'm out of weed, Granny. Back in the days, me and my squad bag snacks for Halloween candy. Facts.
For real, turn around. Something's behind you.
No,
turn around.
Behind you, Simone. What is that?
It's
our dear listeners.
Yeah.
Here on CFRC, the place to be. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Hope you're all doing well today. It's 20-something minutes to 9. Mm-hmm. We're coming at you live here on CFRC headquarters, and it's week 3 of our Halloween Spooktacular specials.
It is.
Yeah, we just heard from Monteo. Thank you. With Halloween Hour featuring Copyright. Not too bad. That's new-ish. That just came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff like that. Also in there, Twin Temple with Satan's a Woman. I don't know. I don't think it's about Halloween. I think it's about a bad breakup.
Oh, dear.
Also in there, Guided by Voices with Cutout Witch. And we opened up the set with Cortex and the Freaks. And Simone loves John Carpenter movies.
Oh, my goodness.
She's demanded that we play John Carpenter music. So we got the score for They Live, the one where Roddy Rowdy Piper puts on the sunglasses that let him see the hidden aliens that are actually controlling society.
Mm.
Obey, consume, reproduce.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he puts on these glasses and the truth is revealed. It's got this great scene, Simone.
Yeah?
He's trying to get his buddy to put on these glasses and buddy won't do it. And it results in the greatest man-on-man alleyway brawl put to film.
Yeah?
Between him and Keith David. It's wonderful.
Is it?
It's great because Roddy Piper was a pro wrestler.
That's right.
And so them filming that scene apparently on set was just like amazing because he knew the moves. He could do them perfectly.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just keep going.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever wrestled anybody? Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah. You think I'd get a face like this?
Oh, my goodness.
Getting knocked around a little too much? Yeah.
You've been in any fights?
Fisticuffs?
Yeah?
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more on that never, I guess.
Okay. All right.
It's CFRC, the place to be. We still have passes to give away for Fort Fright. If you're interested, give us a call at 613-533-2372. Big shout out to Derek, super fan Derek, who called us up and asked him what he was going to be for Halloween, and he didn't know yet. Said he probably wasn't going to dress up, so no help there.
Okay.
Give us a call. Let me know where you're going to be for Halloween, because I need some ideas, and we'll give you 2 free passes to Fort Fright.
Yeah.
We've still got more to give away.
Would you consider being, like, a pro wrestler?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That'd be all right. Or a luchador would be fun.
A what?
A Mexican wrestler. I know I'm, like, anti-mask with glasses, like, logistically, but
right.
The luchador mask is pretty cool.
Okay, you could try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm getting knocked around in an alleyway, the helmet will...
But you said you've been in a fight. This is not your first rodeo.
No,
You could fight your way out of
totally.
It.
Totally. The trick is to be, like, squirrely, like a deboned fish.
Oh.
You just gotta, like, wriggle your way out of it.
Well, I could film it so that I could post it to the internet.
Amazing.
How about that?
I think we're on to
something.
Put
it on X.
Cool.
Yeah.
First person that walks in to see if our studios, I'm fighting them.
Yeah?
Yeah, whoever okay. comes in that door.
Yeah, I want
to
see that.
They're getting a right rough ticker to the, just the clear. I don't know, that's slang. This time of morning, though, we like to talk about our amazing sponsors.
And Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Can't get into fisticuffs without having a good breakfast.
Right. So what did we have today?
Well, it's freezing cold outside. Fall season hit us like a smack to the face. So we had the Caldo Verde soup. We're back into soup season at Old Farm.
And today, and I'm not always a big soup person, but this was a really nice soup.
It was real good. It's a Portuguese
very,
soup.
Very comforting.
Yeah.
Nice and salty.
Yeah. It's a potato, kale, and chorizo sausage, and it's absolutely hearty and delicious. And it'll be day two of having that on for lunch at Old Farm Fine Foods. So get down
so
to Tool
for Berry.
It's
only going to get better.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, as much as I dislike the changing of, you know, summer to fall, it always kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
At least we get soup season to look forward to.
Yeah, we do.
Did you get the cheesy bun?
I didn't eat the cheesy bun yet. I was so into the soup.
Yeah.
And I was like drinking it. Like you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a free piece of bread when you get a bowl of soup at Old Farm.
Do you?
We got to do something with the heels of the loaves. You know, we mix.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nice, so, yeah. I like that.
Get down to Old Farm, get some soup, get some alcohol. We have alcohol retail sales now.
That's right.
Very nice bottles of wine, very nice craft beer. Mm-hmm. Just got a craft cider in. I shouldn't have mentioned because I can't remember.
Yeah.
Can't remember much about it. But
do you have
spooky.
A favorite drink in there?
That's alcohol. Well, my favorite non-alcoholic drink is the Loon Kombucha. I love that stuff. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
My favorite alcoholic drink that we have at Old Farm is probably the Crosscut Ale from McKinnon Brothers. Okay. It's delicious.
Delicious?
Yeah. I'm sorry
delicious.
I didn't bring any in.
Yeah.
But it is homecoming weekend coming up, so I thought we'd talk about that a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah. But it's good, you know? Old Farm's turning into a one-stop shop.
Everything you need and more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you get to be cornered by me and yelled at about John Carpenter movies.
Yes.
They Live is so good. And it's such a weird premise.
You were changing colors.
And it flopped in the box office. It's such a cult classic.
Okay,
I don't know.
Like you're matching your shirt today.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, your face.
Oh, I'm so excited. I told you, I had a cold over the weekend, so all I did was just watch horror movies.
Like, do you feel recovered?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel strong again?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to give
You ready to lift all of this stuff you have to lift at Old Farm?
We got lots of stuff going on, and I'm rip-raring and ready to go.
Oh, are you?
The lingering thing is always the throat, but it's fine because we're on the radio, and it makes me sound real cool.
Yeah. I got that rasp.
Absolutely. You need that rasp.
Do I? I had it once.
Yeah? The rasp?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was pretty raspy.
Well,
but
I will gift you my cold today because we're in close proximity.
Oh, wonderful.
And then next week.
If I get sick, Jeff the movie nerd.
Yeah. I
don't know what I'm going to do.
I got a list of horror movies.
Come to your
house
and start banging on the door.
Exactly. I got all the John Carpenter movies for you. Awesome. Well, it's 10 to 9. We're going to get back to the tunes. Like I said, it's week 3 of our Halloween spooktaculars because we're just keeping it classy here.
Mm-hmm.
After the 9 o'clock hour, we've got some fun events going on in and around Kingston, Ontario that we're going to bring to your attention. Lots of cool stuff happening. There's an all-you-can-eat spaghetti night tonight.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
And, like I said, give us a call, 613-533-2372. Tell me where you're going to be for Halloween, and I'll give you 2 free passes to Fort Fright at Fort Henry. Maybe be a Fort Henry guard. Or the goat. Be the goat for Halloween. Mm. That'd be cool.
You can be the goat.
Meh.
Because you are the goat.
Thank you. My name's Chef the Nerd.
As well the most.
Let's do it. Coming up next, this is Destroy All Monsters with You're Gonna Die.
There you go.
Yeah. witch flew by, whipping her brooms.
They went into the woods prepared to find death. What they found was a desecration of humanity at the site which trappers have often referred to as Coffin Rock. On top of the rock formation, the story of the torture inflicted upon these brave five men unfolded. Each was bound to the other, each man's hands bound to the next man's feet, forming a solid structure out of the men. Blood at the edges of the hemp indicate that this act had been committed while each was alive and able-bodied enough to struggle. In the torso of each man, the intestines had been torn out crudely. On each man's sun-bleached face was inscribed indecipherable writing, cut into their flesh with an eerie precision. The men, still entranced by the horror of what had happened, left the scene to find the sheriff, and did not sketch the writing and did not remove the bodies from the rock. Upon return, vultures were seen at the rock. But upon inspection, the bodies had been removed by persons unknown. The search party claims that the stench of death was still thick, and whomever had taken the bodies had done so in a matter of hours. That happened here, at Coffin Rock.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, said to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. Sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured
might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. Body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned." Fred got mad and his head started steaming, but I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, "Please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, "Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. Listen, what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Are listening to CFRC, Queens University Radio.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up?